What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News. Tonight we are discussing the Han Solo title, Artemis Fowl, and the Black Panther. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Whoa.
You remind me.
How did this happen?
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Not like you.
What's happening?
So sorry.
How did that even occur?
To all you kids who don't know who that is.
Smash Mouth. Anyway.
No, it's Nickelback.
Obviously. Same thing.
Nickelback.
The reason why that happened is because Leo was live streaming before the show, and he said, like, this is how I remind you or something that we're about to go live on Disney Movie News, and that's why I started singing in his stream. This is how you remind me.
Which is terrible because I actually had Blue by Eiffel 65 in my head until
our
now.
Lovely producer was like, do you want to start the show with that? And I was like, yeah. Okay.
Heck yeah.
What's up, guys? This is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk.
We promise it's Disney Movie News.
This is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube at The Popcorn Talk. And nope, that's Twitter.
No, it's, yeah.
Yep.
It's at Popcorn Talk Network.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
At the Popcorn Talk on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter.
Nailed it. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie at most places.
Hi, guys.
She's on her phone.
She's tweeting.
No, I was Insta-storing the great intro that Sarah just did. And I had to make sure everybody was tagged. You know, they've all introduced themselves, but let me introduce myself. My name is Keaton Markey. You can follow me all over at Keaton Markey. I don't know why I had to introduce myself. I'm so sorry. Take it away,
you're
Renee.
About tagging
it's really
everybody.
Nice to meet
I'm
you.
So, it's good to meet you too.
Thanks for letting us all know.
Damn.
Guys, it's been a while, but you know, I'm Renee. You can follow me at Renee Ariel. It's nice to meet all of you.
I love that you guys brought the counter energy to each other today.
Got to balance it out, you know?
Dude, that's the way we do.
I feel like I look like my mom in the late 80s.
Yeah, what's up with your hair? What happened today?
I really like it.
I took it out of French braids, and I'm just wearing my glasses.
I dig it.
Steetus Lapidus.
I really, look exactly like my mom.
No.
In the late 80s.
Can your mom... No. Can we have a picture? Yeah, we need a picture.
I'll try to find one while we're talking about Star Wars.
I don't see it. Your mom and I were friends in the late 80s. I don't remember that. I do like this look, though. I just want to let you know.
Oh.
Mom,
maybe watch out.
Maybe I like her. Maybe I should scroll.
Bone Daddy has a crush.
Bone Daddy.
Bone Daddy. R2 agrees.
R2, hi.
We got some crazy topics
today. We got a lot of cool stuff coming on. First, and
covering the whole spectrum.
Yeah, I haven't watched this yet, and I hope maybe we don't have to watch it muted, but we maybe have to. It's the Black Panther trailer.
The Black Panther.
Yay!
Do we have to watch it without sound? Do we have to watch it without sound?
This is, the old trailer.
Oh,
no.
It's like, can I tell you guys a funny joke I saw on Reddit today that has to do with Black Panther?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody posted the picture of the Black Panther poster, and they're like, oh, look, it's Bilbo and Gollum. It's the two Tolkien white guys.
Oh!
All right, we got the new trailer up.
Dang, dude.
Here it is.
Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Here's the new trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Wakanda.
Oh, man.
Wakanda.
You guys.
Oh,
look. Hey, guys, let me ask you a question.
Ooh.
What kind of movie do you think this is going to be?
I don't know. It's like
Wakanda movie.
Oh.
Do you think
Wakanda.
You got puns.
You guys, it's so punny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a Tolkien white guy.
I really like Chadwick Boseman's, just his attitude. Like, he just got this, I don't care about it.
He's like, I am a king. And I'm like, I believe
Why are her hands like
by
that?
By the way, I just want to point out, because he's flying a ship, his suit works really well on screen. Like the black, look at that.
Yeah,
he doesn't even look real.
My friend did makeup over this.
But he's legit that buff. Yeah.
The wardrobe is
sick. And look at that.
Oh,
everybody's tight. Black Panthers.
Freeze.
It is something passed down from the royal family.
Very
it is something
cool.
That they
you
all
guys,
did. I never freeze.
Cats always land on their feet? Is that how he's jumping?
Yeah. Also, some explanation.
He's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, his name's...
Black Panther's a bad guy?
No,
the other guy.
No.
Michael B.
Jordan.
Michael B.
Jordan.
He's playing...
Oh, is that a real panther?
It's Lion King! King.
It's probably CGI.
It is Lion King.
I figured it wasn't a real, real panther. I just didn't know he was looking. No way, Jose. It was sitting in a tree.
No way, Jose.
You never know, dude.
All right, so who is Michael B. Jordan?
Hold on. Now I'm trying to remember his name because I blanked out because we derailed. What is his name? It is Killmonger.
There's so many muscles in this movie.
I like them all.
So far, so good. He plays Killmonger, who's kind of like the counterpoint. He actually got exiled from Wakanda, lived in the United States, and is now back. A lot of people thinking to reclaim and take the throne.
Oh, it's like Scar versus Mufasa.
Yeah, because so here's the deal. Wakanda is a technologically advanced civilization hidden deep within Africa, right? In the country of Wakanda.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why they have all this technology, like flying ships and stuff like that, even though it's modern times. And, you know, they keep it secret and they have access. And this is sort of like the plot that they lead you to, you know, kind of see a little bit of in this trailer. They have the world's biggest source of, in the comics, it's adamantium vibranium. But in this, I think it's just called vibranium because adamantium belongs to the X-Men and X-Men belongs to Fox at the moment. We won't get into that. Anyways, so they have the biggest source of this material. That material is what his suit is made out of. Also, what Captain America's shield is made out of. Because remember when he goes, this is all of it we have in the world and we made it into a shield in Captain America, the First Avenger. Well, it's not. They can mine it there. And they keep it a secret, and that's why they're technologically advanced, because they have access to these alien materials. Anyway, so that suit is made out of vibranium, and the key thing with vibranium is it can infinitely absorb vibration and concussion. So, like, he can fall. That's why he's like, he can fall out of a plane, hit the ground, and, like, not break his legs, basically. And, like, why he can jump from car to car and get hit and stuff. Like, I'm sure he'll feel it, but it absorbs the impact. So, it basically, that's why they're shooting him in the suit and they're just bouncing off.
So, is this movie taking place after where we were first introduced to the Black Panther? So, I guess
this is
Civil War. This is chronologically after Civil War.
Yes.
So, we most likely will see some of the other Avengers in this movie. Potentially. In the scene after the credits.
So, Brian and Haley say it's just vibranium in the comics, but wasn't there adamantium vibranium? Anyways, vibranium is the name of the metal. But I don't know, because in Thor, in Ragnarok, you see, like, Doctor Strange. I don't know how much of, like, Wakanda, the Black Panther, has led the other Avengers to know about. You know what I mean? Because it's been kept pretty secret.
Yeah.
And it looks like their first interaction with him is during Civil War.
Isn't Winter Soldier going to be there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. At the end of Winter Soldier.
The end of Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
Bucky is there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So but then again, it is only Bucky and Cap, and Cap is in exile.
Right, but I'm Bucky's saying Bucky might be there.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think Frozen will. Who knows? I mean, Bucky might not come back until Infinity War.
I love Bucky.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Bucky, I love you.
Yeah, Black Panther, and just to put it in succinctly, is sort of like Batman. Like, he has a lot of gadgets and a great suit, but he's just a man.
He's a king.
He's a king. Not just a man. He is a king, but he's like human. He's not like superhuman. Like, his suit is what gives him
the powers. Would you guys be interested if my friend who did makeup on that show came on and talked to us maybe about what he can share? Would people be interested in hearing?
Say that again, sorry?
A friend of mine did the makeup for that show, or for Black Panther.
For that show.
I'm wondering if once Black Panther releases, if we could see if we could get him on the show talk about some cool...
Guardians. So there was an adamantium vibranium alloy once, but adamantium is a space metal and is more rare than vibranium, but Wakanda is the biggest source of vibranium. Sorry, it gets a little convoluted in the Marvel Universe from time to time and all the different... sub-universes that exist of it. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Looks dope.
It looks so good. I think Afrofuturism. Well, and the fighting style, I think, is different. And I really, really like kind of the design of it. It's very cat-like.
Yeah, the wardrobe is sick.
The wardrobe is
real sick. I was excited by the visuals.
The biggest complaint that I'm seeing online is that everybody's like, oh, great, we're getting another... The villain is literally just the polar opposite, but the same as the hero story. Like in Iron Man, when he had the Ironmonger, and he fought him, and it was like, oh, another guy in an iron suit. And then you have, like... Captain America fights Bucky, another super soldier, and...
Bucky's the name of a villain?
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
His best friend.
That is
his name is James Buchanan Barnes.
Bucky Barnes.
Bucky.
Villain name. No.
It's not his villain name.
Yeah,
his name is James Buchanan Barnes, and they call him Bucky for short. And then he becomes a villain. And Captain America is like they were best friends, and he's
like
Bucky.
Bucky, truly a villain.
You need to watch
Bucky's
Winter Soldier.
Bad.
His name is the Winter Soldier. That's his villain
Bucky.
Name. That's a good villain name. The Winter Soldier.
Bucky, please don't do this.
Yeah, it doesn't work, but it worked great in like 1940. So.
No, Bucky, no. Bucky, you were my best friend. That's why I feel like that,
there's literally a line. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's...
No, don't laugh at it. It's a very... You need to watch the movies.
I haven't seen it
You yet. Need to go watch
I'm
the movies.
I'm sorry.
There are a lot of names that we don't use today that were definite, like Gertrude. Like, that was hot once.
Gertrude is a better villain name than Bucky.
That's not his villain name. But that's not his villain name. That's his normal
that's
person
his real name.
Name. That's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
It's his real nickname. It's not even
yeah,
his real name.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, is Tony a good superhero name? No, but it's
Tony's
Iron Man's
better than
name.
Bucky.
As
literally
a
name. Every
oh, look,
name is
Tony.
Better than Bucky.
Tony
could be like, Tony.
They're great.
I just Tony imagine him lying and going, hey, it's me, Tony.
Fair. Tony can be said in an evil way, like, Tony. Whereas Bucky's just like, Bucky. It's like, Bucky.
No, you have to say it like this. Bucky.
Second star. Anyone?
I actually got to do Bucky for the Avengers Academy app. And I got to model it for Marvel, which is cool. But then we were on stage and we had to introduce our characters to like the crowd at this Marvel event. And they're like, and you, your name? I'm like, Leo. And they're like, and who are you dressed as? And I went, Bucky.
And the crowd went wild.
Everybody just lost it. It's so great.
Second Star says, anyone remember when Sebastian Stan was the Mad Hatter on Once Upon a Time?
Oh, President, I remember. Yes.
He was the best.
Anyway.
He had a magic
I
hat.
Love Bucky.
Moving on.
What else we got?
Have you
Sarah?
Guys watched Once Upon a Time since the past?
Nope.
It's a tough watch, man. No. I love it, but it's hard to
watch.
No,
but I feel like this revamp is showing some promise.
Well, that's
really?
The hope, right?
I think so.
It's supposed to be more like...
I'm like behind a season, so I haven't been watching.
Well, good luck getting through last season, but this new season I think is... I mean, let me know in the chat what you guys think. I think the flip has really kind of done some cool things, and I like it. Anyways.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll give it a shot since Colin O'Donoghue told me to watch it himself personally.
And he
I guess I'll give it a shot.
Double in it, and I'm like, why is
excuse
that
me?
Leo?
I'm sorry, what? I have nobody told me.
He literally plays across himself.
That's fine.
So Colin lied to you. I'm sorry. I hate to break your heart.
Well, he didn't lie, he just didn't tell me. That's, I don't know what's worse.
Anyway.
What else?
So, there's a Disney movie we haven't talked about, like, at all, and that's coming out.
Bucky's Revenge?
No. Oh, no. It's a movie adaptation of the children's book Artemis Fowl.
The Matrix.
Oh, I forgot about that.
To quickly recap, they're making an Artemis Fowl movie. Artemis Fowl, the book, is about a 12-year-old criminal mastermind.
It's like a Tom Clancy novel
for he
kids.
Steals from the secret fairy people.
So he's a bad guy.
He's 12.
He becomes an anti-hero. He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, you can never.
He's 12.
You can never make it about the bad guy.
Wow. He's 12. Anyway, so Disney has been
it's
making
like Agent
this.
Cody Banks.
Disney's been making this, and Harvey Weinstein was a producer on it, and
oh,
Disney has removed him as the producer.
Hey, there we go.
So kudos to Disney.
Best PR move they could have done. Now we're talking about it.
Right. Seriously, we haven't talked about it until Disney removed Harvey Weinstein.
Good
So. Yeah, I mean, we really haven't talked about it at all. So if we wanted to, we could.
Well, I didn't even know. I don't know. I didn't know this was being made, and I don't know anything. I've never even heard of the books.
Yeah.
Artemis Fowl?
Yeah, Fowl like bird.
Yeah.
This article says that it was Harvey Weinstein who originally picked up the movie rights in the early 2000s. So it's like this has been kind of like in the works to become a movie for like almost two decades at this point. Mm. The rights were then sold to Disney, basically.
That's what happens when you're a bad person.
2013, that's when, like, Disney really started making it happen.
You excited about it? Or?
I never read Artemis Fowl. I don't have any connection.
I imagine the production level of Spy Kids. And so,
yeah, I can see that.
Saying? Or, like, Witch Mountain.
I imagine it, like, didn't they make Aragon movies?
Movie.
Yeah, because it didn't last.
Not great.
But guys, because they removed Harvey Weinstein off of it, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to give them my money.
Support.
Just because they removed him.
Support it for making the right.
Yes.
Doing the right
thing. Do I have any interest in watching it? Absolutely not. Will I? Yes.
Can I get one? And then after you give me the thing, you're just going to rip and go, don't even want to watch it. Just making a point.
Morgan says it's one of those books that you'd order from Scholastic in elementary
school. Oh,
I love Scholastic. The book fair.
As an adult, that's an ooh. As a kid, that's a ooh.
That's what my mom wanted me to, like, not come home with that. Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, gosh.
And I would always look for, like, the nerd. Like, is there comic books in here? Is there anything about Nintendo or Disney?
I'd be like, where's the Goosebumps and Harry?
No, I didn't say that Disney produced Aragon. I just meant, weren't there Aragon movies? That's what it's I imagine this being
right.
Like. Yeah, I know Disney didn't make Aragon.
Yeah, trust me.
What?
I was just saying, I could see it going down the same path that Tomorrowland went down. Ooh, with right. George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but here's the difference. That they didn't know who they were marketing it to. As a matter of fact, they switched halfway through. In the beginning, all the marketing for Tomorrowland, was, and like, I know because I was part of the marketing campaign, it was all about, like, retro Disney, and the main female, the teenage girl, was the center of all the marketing. And then they realized it wasn't clicking with anyone because that's a cross demographic. First, you got a teenage girl, so you're marketing teenagers, but using retro Disney to market to older fans. Older fans were like, what is going on? And they said, well, we've got your attention, so George Clooney on the cover of everything, and he's going to sell this movie.
George Clooney.
And then by that point, it was too far gone. They had no central, like, you know, just there's no gravity to their marketing, and it sort of tanked.
I didn't think it was that bad, though.
It wasn't that good, though. And they know. They moved past it. But I feel like this... I feel like it could avoid that simply because if you go the route of a Spy Kids and you market it towards kids of the Scholastic era, like you get third grade to sixth grade, seventh grade, like that's a good demographic for a movie about an anti-hero spy genius kid.
Leo, I will say this would be a very easy cosplay for you.
I was thinking that.
Dude, you should do cosplay.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yes. By the way,
coming up,
can we dress up for Halloween on our show, like the week of Halloween, please?
Which is next week.
The day after Halloween.
Next week, can we dress up?
Are we doing next Halloween? Week?
It's next
let's
week.
Let's not do the day after. It loses its momentum. November 1st? Ugh. Like, okay, let's do next week at Disney.
Who should we dress up as, guys? Tweet at us.
I've only got, like...
I have a Disney costume.
I might not be here next week.
What?
Leo's probably not either. Huh? Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What day is it?
Well...
This is news to us.
I gotta look at my calendar.
Maybe the following week.
Let's look at my computer.
If they're not gonna be here, we'll
do it the following week.
We're not gonna be here.
The Halloween party going, guys. November 1st. Right.
November 1st, we're gonna do it. So we have 2 weeks now to get our costumes together.
Yeah.
We need to know. You guys have to let us know what we should be.
Slave Leia for you, right? Oh, relevant.
Has it come out
You might as well
yet?
Just invest in it. You might as well.
I have to invest in my red costume. Yeah, one step at a time, Leo.
Guys, can we just like?
Do you want to tell us?
Can we give a little leak?
Sure.
So Keaton and I are working on a Star Wars short, specifically a lightsaber duel where I will be playing the part of Kylo Ren and she will be playing Rey. No last name at the moment.
Kenobi.
Yeah.
Did
you see somebody post about like she could be like a Qui-Gon Jinn, like a Jinn because like the hair?
Come on now.
I don't know. I think
Disney Film Facts says he'll come cover for us. He should.
Maybe. But
Renee's on board.
Yeah, why not? But yeah, that'll be fun. We're gonna start. We shoot that in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid-November. We gotta start rehearsing.
We gotta rehearse. Sunday night.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
God,
stay tuned.
I keep
that.
Looking at myself in the thing. It looks like I have no neck because my hair is just like enveloped.
I really like it curly though. It's super cute.
It's super cute. Super fun.
Super cute.
Look at this picture of my mom.
Is it the 80s? Is it the 80s?
You do not look like your mom at all.
That's a really bad one.
You okay. guys have... she has, like, a pointy, sharp nose, and you have a bigger, rounder nose.
I have a big ol' nose.
Thanks, Leo.
She's got a big nose compared to her mom. Mom has, like, a thin, little, tiny nose.
Yeah, my mom does have a little nose. Anyway.
I have a big nose, too, man.
The more you know.
I like schnauzes.
The more you know.
What else we got? Let's move on. The more you know.
We got some more Nicole news.
Uh-oh. Nicole! The best title for the movie. Totally
the movie is Nicole. Called Nicole, actually.
Nicole.
Julie Haggerty has been announced to play Mrs. Claus.
She's a great Mrs. Claus.
You didn't sign the Santa Daddy Claus.
She looks like my friend's mom. She kind of looks like my mom, I'm going to be real.
She kind of looks like everyone's mom. It's probably why she keeps getting these roles.
And she has a perfect voice for it, too.
She also looks like the kind of mom that you could, like, spring something pretty life-changing on her, and her reaction would just kind of be like, oh, but then she wouldn't know what to do and just kind of let you live your life. Like, oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I love you still, dear. You know, like that's...
Is that because she plays that role in the iconic comedy She's the Man featuring Amanda Bynes?
Well, there you go. Didn't even know.
Great movie.
Talking about that yesterday because we were watching Bennett Beckham. And we were like, remember She's the Man? Such a great
classic. Classic, yeah. Right?
Classic.
She plays the mom and she's the man, which and she does exactly what Leo says, where, like, Viola is like, I'm going away. And then the son is like, I'm going to London. And she's like, oh, okay.
You guys, we need to start giving Sarah these roles, please.
She's also in, isn't she the mom in Just Friends?
That I don't know, I've never seen that.
Because it's the same character she plays in
Just Friends.
Same character she plays in She's the Man. Yes. So that's what I'm telling you. Guys, she's the perfect Mrs. Claus.
But she's working. Good for you.
Could get it, girl.
She's got her type. I want her career. I'll be in Disney.
If you got it, flaunt it. If that's your thing, do it.
Surprise mom. Here,
that's
presents.
That's me right here. Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's fun news.
There she is. Here's something I've never heard about before in my whole life. This movie.
What?
Thank you, Disney Film Facts. I've, like, never heard of this. The One and Only Ivan is a movie that Angelina Jolie will star and produce in. Produce and star in.
You guys, this movie's going to make me cry. I can already tell. It's a friendship between animals, and I'm going to lose it.
It's an adaptation of an award-winning book by Catherine Applegate. I think it's not like a book. It's like an illustrated book.
Do you think the gorilla adopts the elephant?
Oh, my God.
I hope so.
The book centers
like
on a silverback gorilla named Ivan who lives in a cage in a shopping mall along with an elephant named Stella and a stray dog called Bob.
Oh, Bob!
Ivan does not remember life before the mall, but when a baby elephant named Stella enters and Ivan finds himself taking care of her, he begins to rediscover his previous life and concocts a plan to take the baby elephant away from their abusive shopping mall owner.
I'm watching it.
I might cry, girl.
I'm going to be there. I'll be there, Angelina. Girl, yeah. I got you. This
shopping mall
great.
Zoo owner's trying to contain all the Tarzan animals.
Do you think she's going to be the abusive?
No, I think she's probably going to be like, I don't know.
The voice.
A voice. It's a cartoon.
She'll be the narrator for sure.
Stella.
Imagine if they had one
live-action
person.
Named Stella.
Angelina.
Stella was raised by a gorilla who lived in a mall, which was also a zoo. I know, it's weird. Sorry, guys. I was reading it. I have the script here.
I was like, Sarah, is this what Leo reads? Is how he reads to you at night?
Yeah, he does.
Does she fall asleep?
Yes.
So, the one and only Ivan...
I'm going to lose it. I'm going
to... Hey, try to contain your enthusiasm. If possible,
contain
it in a
Zoom
call.
We know nothing about it, you know what I mean?
We just learned everything we need to know about the movie.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. It's definitely not
Is it animated?
Yeah, it's going to be animated.
CGI?
Probably.
Okay. Well, it could just be like...
You think that's going to be a real elephant, a real gorilla?
Yeah,
it
maybe
could be
they
like
made movies
Bound.
Like Buddy and George of
the
Jungle.
Not
the
early 2000s, late 90s, you guys.
I don't know. This movie sounds like it's going to have a limited
budget. She's voicing Stella, Disney Film Facts says.
Oh.
Okay. I felt like she had too adult of a voice to play a baby elephant named Stella.
I'm a baby elephant.
It's like, hello, my name is Stella.
And remember when I was a tiger in Kung Fu Panda?
LOL.
Or Maleficent.
Or Brad Pitt's wife.
Or Mrs. Smith.
Oh, Maleficent.
Oh, Maleficent. What else we got, Sarah?
Well, Han Solo film got a title, y'all.
Guys, everybody, hold on. What's it called?
Solo.
Oh, my God.
A Star Wars story.
Nobody saw that coming.
That literally was the working title was Solo.
So the working title was Red Cup.
Red Cup.
Oh, Red Cup, sorry.
Yeah, they were like, we have to give it a working title because, like, everybody's going to know what we're going to call it. What this leads me to believe is that then we will also have Kenobi, a Star Wars story. Fett, a Star Wars story. Hutt, a Star Wars story.
Oh my God. They'll do
D2,
it too because
a Star Wars story.
Leia.
No, Organa.
Organa.
Yeah.
Because
it's the last name. Last name. Even though technically her last name is Skywalker. Or I guess it could be Amidala.
Amidala.
What's Prince? Oh, Padme.
Padme Amidala.
I was like, what's Princess Amidala's first name?
Her name is Amidala. Amy, we call her. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there could have been a better title for this, but I just wonder if they're going to continue. Like, what this says to me is like, oh, you've got a pattern for if it's about a character. Like, Rogue One is not about a character, but will they, you know, like, Baka.
But I feel
just
like,
kidding, they would
no,
never
but,
do one of them.
You know, I'm okay with them going with this. It's like...
No, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool thing.
But it's like, it's almost like, it's one of those moments where you're like... Okay, it's cool. That is what I wanted for Christmas. No, I mean, yeah.
It's
you know?
Fine. It's really practical.
An avocado.
Great.
Yeah, like Solo, a Star Wars story.
Thanks. It's like when you're a kid and you get like a cool jacket. Like, yeah, I wanted a cool jacket, but I really wanted that
Thanks.
Toy.
Or when you get like socks.
Now I love socks.
You can never
I love socks.
Now you're like, oh, good, I needed these.
But I get excited over socks.
As a kid, you got excited over socks?
No. As a kid, I was like, okay,
thanks.
I mean, I guess I needed them, but like
now
I
I'm like, yes, something like, I hate spending my own money on that I'd wear until I break.
Now for sure, but as a kid, it was like, why? Like, what went through my mind was like, why would you give this to me as a gift? Right. I need these. Like, this is something. This is just a basic need for
me. I hated getting clothes when I was a kid.
But like a jacket, it's like, oh, that's like a cool thing, you know. I think
it also depends if your like parents or whoever's getting the gift like knows your fashion at all.
Oh my god!
Because
when
I've
your
gotten
aunt gets
some,
you that thing.
Yeah, or like an example of like a gift that okay, I love my grandma, but like last year for my birthday, she got me what are those things called that hang over your bed?
Oh,
a canopy?
A
pink canopy with butterflies on it.
Wait, how old are you?
This was last
year. Last year?
And I was like, thanks.
Did you keep it?
I kept it, but it's, like in it's in Massachusetts.
No, I want that out here. I want that canopy.
There's always that aunt that gets you like a sweater, and it's like, you know, but it's like you've never worn anything like it in your life, but every year they get you a variation of that exact same sweater, and you're like, dude, I don't need that many sweaters.
Like, who are you, Molly Weasley?
Oh, so at least put my
it's
initial
like that
on it.
Episode of Lizzie McGuire with the unicorn sweater.
Good.
I would kill for a unicorn sweater like that.
I mean,
let me
be
real. I would kill for one of those. Yeah. I now steal my grandfather's sweaters that are like.
Have you ever
that are like his like old man 80s sweaters?
Yeah, but that's like
they're
that's
amazing,
like you have a connection to that.
No, but I wear them.
Have you ever gotten a gift where like you open it and you look at it and you are like 98% sure it's a joke, and then it turns out that the 2% was correct and it wasn't a joke. Like when you pull something, you're like,
yep.
So, and they're like, what? I'm like, I love this color.
There was one Christmas in my house that happened too many times to me, my brother, and my sister. So me, my brother, and my sister sat my parents down and were like, so moving forward, we're just gonna like just buy things off the list that we give you with the links to the things to buy. Don't go rogue. Just don't do it. Be like, we love you guys. We just don't want to
we'll
make
you
feel bad.
We'll give you price tiers.
Yeah, we like, and so literally now that's what we do. And like my parents have gotten so good at it because like now they might go out a little
They've
rogue.
They've gotten good at picking things off your list.
Yeah. or like this year, I'm just they helped me pay for a plane ticket to Barbados. So
see, I was when I was a kid. Oh, that's hell of a gift.
I have to be in a wedding. I have to be in a wedding.
For me, it was because my birthday's in December. It was just like I would plot and I'd be like, "All right, guys, everybody, group meeting. Let's go. Everybody in the kitchen." And then everybody gets together and I go, "Look, for my birthday and Christmas, this is all I want. Combine everybody, figure this out." And then I would just say that one thing, and it worked out. And then if I got anything extra, it was like a bonus, you know.
See, my birthday's in February, so anything they like really screwed up on at Christmas, I'd end up getting it for my birthday. So they had to like, you know, take two. It's so bad. I love you, Mom and Dad. Oh man.
Anyway, we also got some new a new image from Star Wars Last Jedi featuring Lauren.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
That's a very interesting shirt.
Yeah, man.
It was her Christmas gift from her aunt. She was like, I guess I'll wear it to my meeting.
I almost spit out my water.
It's my intergalactic. Oh, look at that droid back there with the little ball.
It's a blue BB-8.
Actually, that should be a meme for when you get a gift and your mom wants you, try it on. And you're like,
great.
That would be the face.
Cowl neck. with no shoulders.
I like how the popularity of those ball droids became a thing after Return of the Jedi. They're like, you know, we're going to start making these.
You mean Force Awakens?
Every color.
No. After Return of the Jedi, they went into production and they became super popular in the game. I'm talking like in universe.
Oh.
Because we got them in Force. They were already existing in Force Awakens and they were already beat up. So they must have, like after Return of the Jedi, they're like, you know what would work really great? If we put spheres at the bottom of these things. At the top, like we'll have a Roomba and a ball, and a like a yoga ball. They're going to be a big hit.
Why does this image look photoshopped? It looks like she's photoshopped in there.
Because I don't think the graphics are fully done
depth
in the background.
Of field.
So I think it makes it feel slightly off.
I agree.
I don't think it's full.
I don't know. I think that's pretty. I think it's just the way it looks.
Maybe the shirt just has your attention so much that the background just doesn't seem fitting.
It is a little Hunger Games-esque.
It's very
says Andy.
Effie Trinket, yeah, with yeah. the purple hair.
It is, and then someone's saying it's making her neck look long. I, well, you know, that's kind of alien. That's kind of a thing. Blue BB-8 would be BBB-8. I guess that's
true. I'm bloody da ba dee da boo.
Oh my God, there's
sorry.
My song.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just hope they don't overdo it with those droids. Like, we get it. I wanted BB-8 to be a little bit more novel. You know what I mean? But I get that R2-D2 was also one of many astromech droids that looked like him.
All I want...
Why are you laughing at my astromech droid?
Astromech
droid. Thank you, sir. all I want, though, is in one of these upcoming movies, I just want a horde of these ball droids coming at
dun,
you.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Did you get, like, just like a whole...
And the enemies are like... Hey, look how cute that is. Oh, it's so cute. They're rolling.
And then one of them just, like, shoots at them, and they're like, ah!
Someone's like, quick, put a flight of stairs in their way. It's not ADA compliant.
LOL. Anyway, something I found out today, it's not on my news. There's a couple things I found out today. One, Beyonce was offered the role of Plumet in Beauty and the Beast.
Excuse you?
And, like, thank God that didn't happen.
Yeah, thank
right?
God. So that she could go on to be Nala.
What?
But, like, seriously, like that role was such a nothing role. Like, it's honestly, like, insulting that they offered it to Beyonce.
That's why
right?
she turned it
that's
down,
Beyonce.
Though.
That's Beyonce.
No, but that's why literally Beyonce turned it down, because there wasn't enough
She's
lines.
She's like, do you know who I am? I'm Beyonce.
Like,
no.
So rude, honestly.
Is Donald Glover adult Simba?
Oh, we've yeah. literally had this conversation. Do you think he'll be adult Simba, or do you think he'll be both voices?
What do you think?
I think he's adult Simba.
I think he's adult.
So I think he's
have,
adult Simba as
we're
well.
We're going to have Donald Glover... and Beyonce.
Yummy.
Do you ship it? Do
yes.
you ship it?
100%. I ship it okay, all ship the it way.
I'm just
also,
saying.
I hope you let JTT reprise his role of young Simba.
Except now he's an adult and he's just like okay. living his JTT post-child actor life and he's just like,
I mean, you're going to bring James Earl Jones back?
Yeah, but he sounds the same. JTT's not going to sound like...
Then give JTT just a line.
Allison says, maybe when she turned down the role, Plumet was a smaller character. I don't know. I can't see a world in which Plumet was a bigger character.
It was actually... the original title of the movie was Plumet and the Beauty and the Beast.
Plumet and the Beast.
And then they were like, we got to change. I don't know what. I think... And they were like, should we remove Plumet? And they're like, no, that's going to ruin...
Remember how Beyonce was also offered Tiana?
Well, that was
no.
Stupid.
She's just gonna have to wait a
well,
while.
Well, no, the reason she turned that down is because she didn't want to audition.
That was good. Yeah, she didn't want to audition.
Yeah. And they're like, "Sorry, we're not gonna make you a Disney princess unless you're willing to audition." And she's like, "Sorry, I'm Beyonce. I don't audition." They're like,
"She
could
have been a Disney legend."
She's like, "Sorry, I'm Beyonce.
What's,
I don't audition."
What's that? What's the last word you said? What is that? I don't
audition.
Audition.
Oh. What's that?
That this is Leo's mindset now that he's
no, that's that was me playing the role of Beyonce.
Oh.
She doesn't know what that
means.
She could
have been a Disney legend. She could have had
oh, I don't think she's too worried about that.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, I'm a Disney legend, but where am I going to put it on my shelf full of awards?
Beyonce and I have different priorities.
Yeah. They could have cast her as Tiana in Once Upon a Time.
Oh
she would
God.
Never take that prime time television role.
If she did that, her career would be over in a moment. In a moment.
No, Once Upon a Time would be a
huge.
Hit.
Yeah.
It would be both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be both.
ABC does not have enough money to make that yeah. happen.
True.
The other thing that happened today in Disney news is that Run Disney canceled all of their Disneyland races for the foreseeable future.
Why? I'm so upset. I was going to do one this.
Why, though?
Because Dang. There's going to be too much. Well, I mean, they didn't, like, say this specifically, but there's been all these rumors about, like, an updated, like, parking and transportation system coming, like, when Star Wars Land opens, which honestly, like, probably isn't going to happen at this point because, like, they need to, like, already be building it for it to be completed by the time. But they're, like, basically, like, there's too much construction overall for us to provide the experience that you guys deserve.
But this means, excuse me, this is run events at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean run events will be canceled completely.
No, they're still going to be at Disney World. And
no, but I mean, do you think we'll still have some in California, just not through the park?
No. They took them all off RunDisney.com. Mm-hmm. I mean, where would they have them in California?
Oh, I don't know. California's a pretty big state. I'm sure we could find rooms
But,
somewhere.
Like, the whole reason people pay so much money to do is run Disney races for the
Disneyland.
Characters and, like,
yeah,
but
you could still do the characters.
You could, yeah. But, like, yeah, you run through Disneyland.
For, like, a second.
Yeah, there's a lot of people commenting about coming through, coming to an agreement with the city of Anaheim and stuff. Yeah, so races in Disney World are continuing, and in Paris, which they started last year. The last Disneyland race weekend is going to be in November for the superhero half. No, I'm not, because the medals are ugly.
I do it for the medals.
Super
step
ugly.
Step up on your medal game.
The best one was the 5K, and I'm like, I'm not going to drive all the way down to Anaheim at 4 in the morning for a 5K run. Like, it's such a waste of my time.
I'm so much better.
No, I'm kidding. Audition. If you're doing that, you're fine.
What's an audition? But I'm just not like, running 5K.
A 5K is over in like 20 minutes.
It is. This is
okay,
true.
Espiri Gonzalez, chill out,
<It's> slow.
Okay, slow.
Okay. Actually, that's pretty fast. I usually run like 2 miles in 24 minutes, so it's pretty fast.
I don't run.
you're like, excuse me?
Running.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So outside? This is really sad for me, honestly, because... like, yes, I'm like, oh, I could just continue doing races in Disney World. But honestly, in my mind so far, I'm like, there's no point in doing a Disney World race unless you're also doing a Disneyland race and you get the Coast to Coast medal. So
for
I'm like,
you.
For me. So I'm just like, oh, God, it like is annoying that I have to like fly all the way to Florida to do Run Disney now and also not get the Coast to Coast. What?
Sky has an interesting point. Sky Patterson saying Disneyland race could be in Burbank. You can run through the Disney Studios.
True.
It's not that interesting,
it's
guys.
It's not like a lot to see.
It's not that interesting.
But are you running? You can just go to Disneyland.
Is there stuff to see?
No, but they could accommodate it like in Disney fashion easier.
No, I mean when you're doing the Disney, Run Disney.
You run through Disneyland for like a second.
It's cool because you get pictures of yourself running through Disneyland. And it's cool because it's like empty.
But I'll tell you a trick. If you go to Disneyland and you give someone your camera and you run... You can have a picture of
it's
yourself.
It's really cool. Okay,
true.
And no one
very
at this table
true.
Has done next one time. Except for me. They're very cool.
That's why you're the only one who's
I don't
done
know.
Them.
You lost me at running.
You get to run backstage too.
Oh.
It's if it was like a walking thing.
You
I'm
can
there.
Walk it if you want. I walk a lot of my races.
I get it. No, look, I totally understand.
I like walking and sitting.
I was planning on doing one. I was gonna do the Star Wars one that was supposed to be in January.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna do it too.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Yeah, canceled.
Yeah, me too. Dang, that sucks.
He like was maybe gonna do it.
So close.
You could have run in your Slave Leia costume. It'd been so cute.
Well, I would have been very cool at least and not
so, the good news is we can still do the Castle to Chateau Challenge, which is when you do one in Florida and one in France. So.
Who's got that kind of cash?
I don't know, Tiff would do it.
Who is going to do that?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Run Disney people
dude,
are serious, dude.
Disney fans
I'm like probably going to do it.
No, you're not.
I like might.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been to Disneyland Paris?
No, I'll go for the chateau.
Well, there, yeah, she's going to go for a chateau.
Is the award cool?
The medals?
Medal?
Yeah.
Just the medal.
It's like an award.
They're really
though.
Nice. They're big and pretty. Yeah, Allison's pointing out you
is
also.
Is it like an award?
No,
you win.
It looks like a medal. Like you
well,
would get.
Yeah, first place. There's first place.
Oh,
and that's
you
it.
Just get a medal for participation.
You get a medal for finishing.
You can come in last place and get the medal.
You get the participation award.
Yeah. But it is possible to not finish. If you go too slow...
They still give you a medal if you don't finish.
Because you pay for it! You pay for it!
I'm really mad. No, I'm really mad that they let people who don't... Like, if you get injured and you can't finish, that's one thing. But if you just, like, didn't train and you get picked up... Because if you don't keep a fast enough pace, they'll pick you up and not let you finish.
Pick you up?
They pick you up and...
Are they going to chase me and grab me and tackle me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant they pick you up.
No, they don't tackle you. No, it's just like...
Hey!
It's because you're going so slow. You have to keep a 16-minute mile consistently. So if you don't and you're far enough behind that like you're not with the runners anymore, then they're like, okay, into the van you go. We're going to drive
into
you to
the
finish
van?
Line.
But they, what? That's a van of shame.
You.
Yeah.
A van of shame.
And then when they open it, you're just in
and
Mexico.
Then you're never seen again.
Well,
they put a cone around your neck.
Refugees, yeah.
But then you still get the medal, which I think is annoying.
How many do you have?
I've done...
She's got so many that when they fall off the wall, she doesn't even bother.
I know. I bought a rack recently. I have to install it. I've done like, I feel like I've done 10 halves and like 3 10Ks maybe.
Can you take a picture of all your
one
medals
double.
And Instagram it for me?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, it's 14 thanks. More races than I've done in the last 20 years.
Mm. Yeah, like Catherine says, they had to sweep so many people off the Disneyland half due to the heat, and those people deserve medals. I agree. I just feel like if you don't like, if you didn't train, then you, I mean, like, and I've done races without training and I still kept up pace. So it's just like, if you get injured or there's a heat index, yes, you deserve the medal. But if you just, like, were lazy and didn't train, then you shouldn't get the medal.
Bye.
Mm. Oh, well.
Sarah, you should take over the Disney
Fair criticism.
Thing.
New rules.
I'm going to start Jog Disney.
That you could do the virtual running shorts. Those are really cool. They do this thing where you can just, like, run a 5K, like, anytime in this time frame. You sign up for it. You pay what, however, it's, like, really cheap. And then they mail you a medal.
You pay for your medal.
It's like an honor system thing.
We're all going to line up chairs and sit in Disney when no one else is there. People can take pictures of you. And everyone gets a medal.
And all the characters are, like, literally in
they come to you. You don't have to go to them.
But they're in, like, those cheap, like, Big Lots costumes with, like, the puffy muscles and the mask that only covers the front half of your face.
If I had known they were canceling all the other races, I probably would have signed up for Avengers. But, like, whatever.
All right.
The medal's so ugly for Avengers this year. I'm so
upset.
Not
about the medal. It's about accomplishing something.
But the medal reminds you that you accomplished it.
Yeah. And it's good. It helps brag.
I can't believe she has so many medals.
Yeah, me neither.
Disney's the only thing that could get me to run.
That's how I thought about Harry Potter and reading.
Same.
Well, hey, whatever gets you there, you know.
You can see the medals ahead of time on the Run Disney Facebook. They also put them on display at the Run Disney Expo during the race weekend. Someone asked how you can see them, but they're probably on the Facebook.
And they're ugly.
Yeah, they're really bad this year.
Is there any more Disney news, or are we done?
I think we're done with the Disney news. Oh, well, we got a couple things. We went to Disney, Mickey's Halloween party last night.
God.
That was fun. I dressed as Aladdin, and she dressed as Protozoa. And Tiff went as Zetus Lapidus.
Literally is the best Xenon, I think.
Yeah, they were a big hit. People loved them.
Oh, I'm sure.
And people kept thinking I worked there. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I was wearing a backpack, literally... people were like ready to line up and start taking pictures, and I was like, "No, you can't do that with."
Sorry, no pictures.
And then they're like, "But I watch you on YouTube." That's fine. Come on. But it was fun. I hadn't seen the parade. I thought it was awesome. I put the whole thing on my Snapchat. It's probably gone by now, though, or on my Instagram stories. So follow me on Instagram if you want to see cool stuff like that.
Tiff just posted on her YouTube channel a full video of the parade.
Oh, there you go. Do that.
If you haven't seen it.
And tomorrow on my YouTube channel, I will be posting my experience walking through all the Coco stuff at DCA, and then getting an explanation from a cast member and participating in it, and also, if you haven't seen it, the show, the Coco show.
Is there a lot less people there during the Halloween party?
Yes.
Yeah, the lines, significantly.
The line for Star Tours was 15 minutes.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, nobody
Haunted
in the park.
Mansion
That's
was
what's so cool.
10 minutes.
Really? Like, everybody can have a front row seat to the parade.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How much are tickets to the...
100.
100 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a unique atmosphere.
What if you have your a season pass?
No. Doesn't no count. It's just like a different.
No, there's like a little discount, but like it's it's negligible. Only on certain nights, and like we missed it, so we didn't get it.
But it was fun. So yeah, and like I said, just go sub to all our YouTube channels because we're gonna have all these videos going up. But that is the end of the program.
But thank happy birthday, Jonathan Peck.
Oh yeah. Oh, one more thing to clarify, by the way, that I promised I'd say last week. We brought up Chad and about how what a talented guy he is making costumes. And
oh
how he loves,
yes, Chad.
And I said that he loves the Mad Hatter and he's known for doing the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
And I said because he loved those movies. And he called me because apparently a lot of people in the Hatters group were like, hey, you got a shout out on this show. And then he called me. And he's like, what the heck, Camacho? And that was my Chad impression.
That's a great Chad impression.
And he wanted me. And he's like, it was completely wrong though. And I was like, well, what is it? And he goes, I mean, he thinks the movies are the right idea, and he likes the overarching sort of construction of them, but ultimately he thought it was poor storytelling. So when I said that he loves those movies and he's crazy about them, that was an over-exaggeration. He just thinks they aight. But he loves the visual design, and he specifically loves the Hatter. So I just wanted to clarify that. So whoever's listening to this, go tell
Chad
if he's not listening himself. There you go, man. You have been redeemed and vindicated. Thank you. I love you.
Anyway, that's all the time we have, you guys. So thanks for watching Disney Movie News this week. Again, follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I'm Sarah Sterling. You find me everywhere. Nope, just on Twitter at @SarahSterling_.
And I'm Leo Camacho. You can find me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. Keep it easy.
I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
She's the one that keeps it real.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Look at these.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we
would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.